Hey Rob, how's it going? This is Jupiter Jim.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. I should say Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I'm with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. Tonight, we're going to talk about WordPress blogs, WordPress designs, but we're also going to talk mostly with Jupiter Jim about how websites can actually bring in money and start an entrepreneurial deal from home and open your eyes to a new way of living. And without any further ado, I want to bring Jupiter Jim on. Welcome, Jupiter Jim.
Thanks a lot for the intro, Rob. It's great talking with you. Love this show. Love helping people and just getting them to look a little bit differently at the world the way it is. Because, you know, Internet's been around roughly since 1994. We're in 2014 now. I don't know, whatever that makes it, 20 years or so. And people forget the power of it. It's basic. It's fundamental. But you can use that to change your life, to give yourself an additional source of income, perhaps, if you're out of work or you're working part-time or you want to end up working from home. This, in my mind, Rob, having your own WordPress website is step number one, and it's really simple, too.
And Jim, if somebody chose to have a WordPress website and they chose to engage in your services, you can go to jupiterjim.com and see all this and see how it all transpires. But, Jim, with you, they get something extra because Jim's building my website right now because there's one thing Jim does that most of them don't do, and that is he teaches you some of the things about it and how to do some of the stuff yourself. How do you think that really allows your clients, customers, to really get a better understanding on how their WordPress blog, WordPress website works?
Robert, that is a great question. I got to tell you, that is huge. We've talked in the past, you know, I have two gifts that I was blessed with. One is learning. I love to learn and I love to teach myself. And my other gift is teaching. I genuinely enjoy teaching. I used to teach at Jupiter High School web design. I used to teach at the community college web design, certified into a webmaster course. So one thing that makes me a little different than most other WordPress web designers is I love to show people how to use their WordPress websites so that they can all become mini experts. Now, the reason that's important is back in the day, for 10 years, I built websites with using conventional HTML. And you'd use a program, typically the industry standard was Dreamweaver. So I would create your site, but here's the problem. Every time you spot or somebody spots a typographical error and they tell you, you've got to tell me and you've got to, you know, get in the queue, you got to get in the line and I've got to take the time. Or maybe you want me to add a picture. You say, hey, I want to add a new page to my site and I want to add this picture, and then I put the picture up and you're like, you know what, Jim, it looks great, but I really need it just a little smaller and I need it floating to the left. Well, here's the beauty of WordPress. Once I teach you all the basics, the client, you can add your own pages and then add them to the nav menu very easily. You can do your own blog posts. You can add your own images, as many images as you want, per page, per website. You can resize them, center them, float left, float right. So back in the day, and even to this day, even with WordPress, there are still some designers who love to hold their site, the client's site, hostage because they want to be the guru. And I'm the exact opposite. I want to teach you, and we've worked together for a while now, so you can see for yourself. I want to teach you everything that you need to know to maintain, operate your own website and make it grow. And when you do have a question, when you do get stuck, you can call me. So it's the best of both possible worlds. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. And also, Jim, and WordPress is getting to be more user-friendly for a beginner than ever before, but you're using the thesis theme on mine. What do you feel the thesis theme gives people to expand and make it easier for people to understand?
Great question. I love the thesis theme. Two themes that I really enjoy. Thesis is my favorite, there's no doubt. I've been using it almost every single day for 4 years now. That's as long as I've been doing WordPress for about 4 years now. The two great themes on the market today are Genesis and Thesis, okay? The reason I love Thesis, there's a whole host of reasons. Let me just start out with something real simple, and that is customizability. Customizability. So with the typical theme, you're kind of stuck. They will give you some options for color or maybe to, you know, move something around, a sidebar or whatever. There's limited options, and you can make those changes easily with the click of a mouse or a click of a button or drag a little here or there. But overall, you're just limited to whatever the designer created. Now, with Thesis, it's very customizable. I mean, I can add a widget. Typically, the widgets are in the sidebar. If I want to add a widget area in the middle of the page in Thesis, I don't need to be playing around with the PHP programming code, which is what you would need to do even with the Genesis, which I love. It's a good theme. It's a good framework. But you still have to do PHP to do a lot of the customization on Genesis. But with Thesis, you can do customization to the template, to the theme, and no PHP, just kind of drag and drop. You can do it within minutes. And that makes it really powerful. Let me give you a quick example. Say you want to resize your sidebar. Very easy in Thesis. Here's something that's very interesting. With most WordPress themes, you have a sidebar, and you end up with that same sidebar if you have 5 pages or 50. It's just the nature of the business, okay? With Thesis, I can have different sidebars for different pages. Why would that be important? Let me give you an example. Say you're selling something. On your About page, you have products in your sidebar. Great. On Contact page, you've got products in your sidebar. All that's fine. But once someone clicks on a product page, you're listing the products on that page. At that point, it's not really appropriate to have the products in the sidebar and on the page. It doesn't make any sense. With Thesis, very easily, we can just put a new sidebar in for the products page or a new sidebar in for the service page. So there's many, many things I like about Thesis, and I'd love to go into more, but one thing I would like to just emphasize is that customizability that you get.
And that's a big thing, that customizability. And also, Jim, people can learn with WordPress to write a blog and make money from blogging and run a home-based business through the website. And that is a big thing because, Jim, we talked about this. The world is changing more into the entrepreneurial side than it is to the hourly working side. With the WordPress design and a thesis theme, how can people make money from home and get out of the rat race, do you feel?
That's a great, great question. Love that question because that's one of the things. I just happen to be looking at my homepage right now, and I'm going to scroll down here. And it says right on my homepage, jupitergym.com, we believe a great website can change your business, and changing your business can change your life. And so, therefore, it says we're about changing lives, not just about building websites. And that's how I believe. That's what I think. And you might be sitting there, you know, somebody in the audience thinking, well, I don't have a business, so how does this apply to me? Well, that's the cool thing about WordPress. You can get started very easily. I mean, if you wanted to get started on your own and just start building your own site, you can do it. There's some basic templates, basic things out there. Nothing wrong with that, just to get started. If you want to get started very inexpensively and get up and running in a couple of weeks, you know, you could call me and you could go to jupitergym.com. But here's the cool thing. Let's just say you don't have a business. You're unemployed. or you're underemployed, or you hate your job and you really wish you could work home at home, or you just need to supplement your income, who knows? And you don't have a business, you don't have a business idea, but you know you love dogs. Okay, I love dogs. I just happened to watch on the Westminster, the Kennel Club, and they were doing the, you know, Best in Show, and they do that annually. Love dogs. But anyways, so you're sitting there and you're thinking, well, how can I make money? I mean, I like dogs. I create a WordPress website. I pay you to build it. It looks great. I put pictures of dogs up there, or my St. Bernard, or my Beagle, or whatever, and I put stories of my dog or stories about dogs. How does that make me any money? That's what people are wondering, correct, Rob?
Very much so.
So here's the deal. It's a thing called affiliate marketing. I'll explain it in a minute. So what you want to do, first of all, is have some really cool pictures, and you can borrow them, you know, as long as you do it with permission, and you can install videos from YouTube. Very simple. I even have videos that show you how to do it, and other people have videos, and I can show you how to do it if I'm working with you. So you've got this little website on dogs. You can put in pictures of dogs, all kinds of dogs in funny positions and videos doing funny things. I saw a video of a bulldog, and he was on a trampoline, and it was kind of like fenced in. They had kind of a fence around the trampoline so he's not going to fall off. So, but he's just bouncing around and flipping around, and he's having the best old time. So let's say you take that video and you put it on your site so you get a lot of followers because it's a viral video. You don't even need to create that video. So you got pictures of dogs, videos of dogs, and you've got stories of dogs, other people's stories. You've got your own stories. Now here's you're sitting there and you're saying, I still don't see how that's going to make me any money. Here's how it makes you money. You get the following. You get whatever, 2, 3, 4, 5,000, 10,000 people eventually following you, loving your blog because you love dogs and they love dogs. When they land on your site, you can sell other people's products related to dog. It could be dog food. It could be dog toys. It could be DVDs about how to train your dog or train your dog to do different things, nutrition for dogs, who knows. Because of this thing called affiliate marketing, you end up getting a percentage. So what happens is it's all tracked digitally. Let's just say, I've never done this, but this is just an example. Let's just say Purina Dog Chow or a, we'll use that as an example, but a gourmet or a specialty dog food would be a better example. But so we'll just use Purina as an example. If I sold, if I had a picture of their product and sold their product on my website in the sidebars, for instance, every time you clicked on that and you bought the specialty dog food from Purina, I would get a percentage. Maybe it's everything is different, but it might be 25%. And then there's some other guy out there, and he's got special toys for dogs, you know, that dogs just love. Because of the electronic tracking that it's provided through affiliate software, I could sell those dog toys and make a percentage. They could be leashes. Here's another one. My mom owns a dog. He's a little golden retriever mix. There's the thing is called the Thunder Jacket. It's advertised on TV, so it's really quite popular. And it's just this little jacket you wrap around your dog. It could be a little dog like a dachshund. It could be a bigger dog. You put this jacket around it. It's held on by Velcro, and it calms the dogs down when there's thunder or loud noise or whenever they're nervous for whatever reason. So I bought one for my mom because I've seen it on TV. But let's just say they had an affiliate program and you wanted to sell those. So you've got 10,000 people, 5,000, 10,000 people visiting your site every month, and that means 10,000 people are seeing the little advertisement in the sidebar for the Thunder, I call it the Thunder Jacket, it's the Thunder Coat, something like that, Thunder Shirt, that's what it's called. And then they buy that, they click on that link on my site, they go and buy it at another site, but I get a percentage of every sale that's made on that Thunder Shirt. Did I explain the concept of affiliate marketing well, Robert? Are people getting that?
Yes, they did. Now, I'm on Jupiter Gym's website. It's Jupiter Gym's marketingteam.com. But I want to show people, by going there, you're going to see kind of what the thesis theme looks like. Right at the top, it's find out my number one blog secret right now. How does things like that open up the inquisitiveness within people to really see they can be an entrepreneur, Jim?
Okay, here's something. Let's just start right there. Great. I'm going to cough here for a second, excuse me. But that is a great question. So now you've got this site on dogs. We'll just keep it on dogs for right now. All kinds of dogs. Big dogs, little dogs, St. Bernard dogs, herding dogs, whatever. Now, another strategy that you want to use, if they go to your website, most people, here's the reality. There's over 4 billion websites out there. Somebody visits Jupiter Gym's marketing team. They're going to, I have over 100 videos and over 150,000 video views. Somebody watches my video and they love it, and there's a, you know, I tell them go to Jupiter Gym or Jupiter Gym's marketing team. They end up at Jupiter Gym's marketing team. They watch the video there, or there's code. Sometimes with the video, there's code there. So they go to my website, they watch the video on my website, they get the code, they paste in the code, and they leave and they never come back. Very sad. I mean, it's so hard, and now they're gone forever. So what you want to do while they're at your site, when they're at your site, is get their email address. And if you look at right there, JupiterGymsMarketingTeam.com, you will see that there's right at the top in the middle, find out my number one blog secret right now. I've got an email list. You can sign up to get on my email list. And two things happen. All my latest and greatest blog posts and videos and tutorials will be now emailed into your email inbox. So you don't need to remember to go back to my site, number one. Number two, I've got this 24-page report, which is something that I've learned from blogging over 2 years, day in and day out. And that is, like I say right there, how to significantly improve your website SEO. And this report, my number one blog secret, also shows you how to get more quality traffic to your site and how to turn that traffic into loyal subscribers. And when I say subscriber, I'm talking about someone who's given you their name and email address. Now, why is the email address important? Because, Rob, for instance, Robert, once you have given me your name and email address, what you've effectively done is you've given me permission to now market to you for the rest of my life and the rest of your life. You've given me that permission. You've said, you know what, I like your site, I like your content, it's legit, I trust you. Anytime you want to send a blog post, anytime you want to tell me about a great product that could help my website or my life, send it to me. So now you're right in my marketing and sales funnel. It's stress-free for you. It's stress-free for me. And that's why that is so important. So do you think everybody's getting that concept? Do you think they see what I'm talking about here and how important that is?
Yeah, and see, the world is still, you know, you can say what you want, Jim, but to me, the economy still has no traction. It's just kind of slipping and sliding right where it's at. It goes up, it goes down. But if you choose to be an entrepreneur with a WordPress website and sell dog food or whatever, how can you take the slip and the slide out of the economy and make your own and be in the glide of your own economy?
Yeah, you know, that reminds me, you're touching on to something that we talked about recently, and it was this story about the famous author. I heard him on the late night radio, coasttocoastam.com, and he talked about how he and his wife visited the mining town. Do you want me to get into that story a little bit here? Because I think there's a great lesson.
I really would.
Yeah, it's such a great, great lesson. And anyway, so here's the story. Him and his wife, Greg and his wife, go to a mining town. He lives in New Mexico, I believe. And so it was probably right somewhere in New Mexico. So they're at this little general store, little town. Okay, there's 1,800 people in the town. And when the mine is open, there's about 600 people, about 33% of the people in the town are working at the mine. And at the time that Greg visited the town in that little general store with the young lady working there, the mine was closed. So he said, because he just started out, you know, friendly conversation, how's it going, you know, around here, what's up? And she wouldn't even look up to talk to him, to answer him. And then she finally looked up and said, do you really want to know? He said, yeah. She goes, it's not going too well. And he's like, well, what's the matter? She's like, well, when the mine's open, life around here is great. You know what I'm saying? People are making money and spending money, and life is good. And when it's closed, you know, it's really hard for everybody. They're scrambling, you know, to survive, pay their bills, you know, get food, make repairs that they need. And so Greg asked her, he said, so what are people doing in the meantime? And the cashier said, well, we're waiting for the mine to open up again. Okay, fair enough. And he said, well, how long, you know, makes some sense, you know, okay, wait till it comes back and life will be good again, right? So he asked her, he said, well, how long has the mine been closed down? And she said, 9 years. 9 years. And it just gives me such a crazy feeling to hear that, and such a sad feeling. So that's almost a decade. So that means for almost a decade of somebody's life or some people's lives, they've been waiting for something to happen, that something that may never, ever happen. And this is what I'm afraid of, Robert. That's what's happening a lot in today's society. People have lost jobs. The recovery, if you want to call it that, is by all economic indicators very slow. It's not robust. Jobs aren't coming back anytime soon. You know what I'm saying? And we're not just 6 months away or a year away from a boom economy again, like we had when you had the internet bubble and, you know, around late 90s and president, everything was great at the time. So what we need to do instead of waiting for the job to come back, this is just my opinion. I see a lot of people. You hear about a lot of people of all ages, especially I'm thinking 40, 50s, and I'm in my 40s, so people 40, 50s, and 60s I'm especially sensitive to. Now, they're waiting to get their old job back or to get back in that career or that type of job back, whatever it is that they did. And so they're waiting now years, sometimes 1 and 2 and 3 years, and time actually goes against them. The more you're out, it's a catch-22. The longer you're out of work, for whatever reason, the less likely you are to get hired. I mean, it is the way it is. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. So here's my philosophy. And this is my $50 tip if anybody was to ever listen to me that was in that position. What I would tell them is, I'm not saying don't send out resumes anymore, but what I am saying is take some of the time, extra time you have, when you're not looking for that new job and sending out that resume with those brutal conditions, to send out a resume to 200, 600 other people looking for the same job, why don't you build a WordPress website and have the theme of that website be about something you're passionate about. I talked about dogs. It could be babies. It could be raising children. It might be politics. It could be local news, international news. It could be about a favorite rock band. Who knows? Just build that site and develop a following. And you know what? As I'm talking, it was just clicking in my head. If nothing else, you're also learning, you know, technology. You're learning WordPress, which is, you know, a cutting-edge technology. You might develop a website for dogs and a blog for dogs and then realize you see a product on TV and, you know, a cooking product, and you decide, I want to do an affiliate marketing, you know, program just for that one cooking product. So let's, I don't know, they have different types of blenders and knives and what have you. So once you've got that skill to set up a basic WordPress website, which I would teach you, and there are videos out there to learn as well, once you've got the basic concept down on how to build a website for your dogs, you can use the same principle and set up another website for whatever product you see being advertised, you know, and a weight loss product, a fitness home product. So it can be a small site. It might be one page. It might be five pages. And now you've got two sites out there doing a little bit of work for you. And I'm saying if you did just a little bit every day on these one or two or three websites for 2 years, now you're really in a position, you're in a position of authority. You're doing stuff. You're taking action. You're attracting people to your life, to your website. Here's something else to think about. While you're doing the website on the dogs, okay, you learn the basic skills. Now you could even set up another website to look for a job. So when you send in your application or you apply for a job in any field, it could be hairdresser, it could be manager. You can set up a little, I've got Jupiter Gym, you know. It could be, let's just say your name is Susie. You could just say Susie's whatever, Susie or your last name, Susie McDonald, whatever your name is, SusieMcDonald.com. And when people go to that website, you can have one page, your resume is on one page, but on the other pages, you can have video testimonials of supervisors that have loved your work or clients that have loved your work. You can have an About Me section so they can you can go into more detail other than just your work history. You can have a contact page. So many things you can do with a WordPress website instead of just sending out resumes. So that's my basic philosophy. That's one of the messages I have to all the people that are either unemployed or underemployed. So what do you think of that, Robert?
Well, that's very true. But here's the thing. That WordPress website is a resume of success and wealth.
Exactly. You know what, even I've got to, even if I'm not looking for a job, for instance, but if I was, even if it wasn't in WordPress web design, as an example, I just say I wanted to apply to a job as a manager somewhere, rent a car, okay? They could go to Jupiter Gym's marketing team and see how I write and how I organize information and how, you know, I've been consistent over 2 years creating these blog posts and I know videos. And the same thing with JupiterGym.com. So it tells them, and there's an About section, so even though my blogs and websites are not used to search for jobs, but like you said, they still tell a lot about me for whoever meets me or wanted to hire me, and that's separate and apart from the value that those websites have in terms of building my email list, selling affiliate products, attracting clients, etc.
And see, also, when you build something, you start doing your own thing. Doesn't that build your self-esteem and actually expand you into something else?
It really does. You know, we've all had times in our lives when we've been unemployed. I mean, there's just no way around it. And I read Napoleon Hill, one of his books way back when, probably Think and Grow Rich, and he talks about how when a man is unemployed, man, he's just at his lowest level. This is way back when he wrote that, 30s, 40s. Same applies to men and women today. When you're unemployed and you can't pay your bills and you don't have a place to go in the morning, it's very discouraging. It's very sad. You feel hopeless sometimes and helpless and like, what can I do other than go to Job Monster, monster.com, and send out a resume, look in the newspaper, you feel stuck. But like you just said, Robert, when you are building and working on your own WordPress website, you're taking action, you're learning something, you feel like you're moving forward, you're learning job skills, you're keeping up with the technology, you know, in the 21st century. You're learning some basic marketing skills and writing skills and doing all kinds of things that can only help you whether you end up working at home for yourself or whether you go and get that job. You get that job at some point, then guess what? You've got a little side income or maybe a little side business to help you out. So it does help with self-esteem working on your own site. It helps with keep your spirits up, and it keeps your mind fresh, and it gives you something to do other than send out resumes and watch television.
And that's true. And the website, JupiterGymsMarketingTeam.com and JupiterGym.com, And you can contact Jim there, and you can also see his websites present his work to you. And if you look at them, they're simple, effective, and they're very, it's actually fun to build a website with Jim. I can witness that myself because you get showed things, but it's for other things in life too, but it really shows you the simplicity and how to keep your website up and running and save what you have is what Jim's really taught me a lot. And so it's JupiterJim.com, Jupiter Jim's marketing team. And Jim, we're out of time. It's been a fast half hour. Give the people some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
One of my philosophies or thoughts is value for value. So always try to give as much value as you get, if not a little more. And my philosophy, my business philosophy, is to try and help as many receptive people as I can become financially free through their WordPress blog and website. And that applies to people that even work with me because I have over 100 videos that are on my YouTube channel. I spend about 5 hours a piece, you know, setting them up, editing them, loading them, shooting them, re-editing them. So that's, 500 hours that I'm just donating to the community. So that's my final words of wisdom. Thank you so much for this interview. This was great, Rob. Thank you. Thanks again.
Well, thank you for being my guest. I want to thank all the listeners. And we will be here Tuesday night. We do this every Tuesday, every Thursday night. It's about expanding people to open up their own life, to get out of the rat race of life by opening up their own wisdom. And thank you, Jim, and thank you all the listeners, and we're going to say good night.
Good night.